Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis of Maseches Sota. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mekanei La, how does he warn her? Right? So we said before that a woman doesn't become a Sota unless her husband warns her, and then she goes ahead and she is secluded with the man that she was warned not to be with. So Ketzad Mekanei La, how does he warn her? Amar La Bifnei Shnayim Al Tadabri Im Ish Ploni. If he says to her, in front of two witnesses, don't talk to so-and-so. With Dibra, you know, when she talks to him, and then even though she was also alone with him, she's still allowed to be with her husband, and she's still allowed to eat truma if she was married to a Kohen, because she was warned only against talking to him and not against being alone with him, and so therefore the halakhic warning of a sota is not going to be valid and can't make her a sota. But if he did give her a warning and he says don't be alone with someone, and he said this, you know, said don't do this be in front of two witnesses, and she then goes into a secluded place with him and stays with him there long enough to have relations with him, so she does become a sota, asur lebesav, asur lechol b'truma, and then she's forbidden to her husband, and she's also forbidden to eat truma if she's married to a kohen. Vim meis choletzes v'lomas yabemes, and in this state that she is in now, after she was warned and she can't be with a husband anymore, if her husband dies without children and she has to do chalitza, or she has a zikas yubam, she has a connection with one of the brothers to marry them, so she can do chalitza with one of the brothers, but she cannot do yibam, meaning the husband's brothers are not allowed to marry her because she's forbidden to them like she was to her husband as a sota when he was alive, but she, like any other yavama, she's also forbidden to marry anyone else unless she does chalitza with one of the brothers. That is Mishnah Beis. Now on to Mishnah Gimel. So ve'elu asuros mila'echol b'truma, these sotas are not allowed to eat truma forever and are prohibited to their husbands as well forever. Who? Ha'omeres t'me'ani lach, someone who says to her husband that I am defiled to you, meaning she admits that she violated, she had marital relations with another man while she's married to him. V'sheba'u edim v'shehi t'me'a, or if witnesses come and say that she was defiled, v'ha'omeres e'ni shosa, or one who says I will not drink the sota water, v'shebala in erotza lash gosa, and one whose husband doesn't want her to drink the water, v'shabala ba'aleha baderecha, and someone whose husband had relations with her on the way to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. In all of these cases, she's either known that she's guilty, or she is not going to be tested with the water for some reason or another, so she therefore remains a sota and cannot be permitted to have relations with him and cannot eat truma as well if she is the wife of a kohen. Ketzad osela, what must he do with her in order to have her drink the bitter water? Meaning, so the Mishnah is going to begin to describe the whole procedure that a sota would undergo after the husband finds out that she disobeyed the warning that he gave her, and he wants her to be tested with bitter water. So what does he have to do in order to have her drink this water? Molicha lebeis din shebeoso makom, he takes her and the witnesses to the beis din, to the court of that place where they live, and the judges hear the witnesses' testimony about the warning and the seclusion and everything, and if the judges decide that she is indeed a sota and has to drink the water or can drink the water, they give him two Torah scholars to go with him and his wife to Yerushalayim, and they do this specifically because he might have relations with her on the way, so they say, okay, let's have these two extra people go with him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bala Neman Aleha, Rabbi Yehuda says that her husband is trusted not to have these relations with her, and so they don't need to have two Tamidei Chachamim to accompany them. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Daled, but for now, have a wonderful day.